Sharing Time. Jesus Christ is my Savior and Redeemer. By Sandra Tanner and Christina Franco. Savior and Redeemer are names and titles of Jesus Christ. They describe what He has done for all of God's children. Because of the fall of Adam and Eve, everyone will experience physical death. When we die, our spirits and our bodies will be separated. When Jesus Christ was resurrected, His body and His spirit were reunited, never to be separated again. Because He did this, all of us will be resurrected. Jesus also paid the price for our sins, so that if we repent, we can be forgiven and live with Him and Heavenly Father again. This sacrifice is known as the atonement of Jesus Christ. Because of His sacrifice, Jesus is our Savior and Redeemer. The atonement is the greatest expression of Heavenly Father's love for us. It is also the supreme expression of the Savior's love for Heavenly Father and for each of us. This month's scripture teaches about the atonement and God's great love for us. May your heart be filled with love and gratitude for God's greatest gift to us, His Son, Jesus Christ. February 2010 Scripture Journal. Read John chapter 3, verse 16 in the New Testament. Pray to know this scripture is true. Ask to feel God's love for you. Memorize this scripture. Choose one of these activities or create your own. The Primary Song, He Sent His Son, Children's Songbook, page 34 and 35, teaches how Heavenly Father showed His love for us. Learn the song and try to do what it says to show your love and gratitude for the Savior Jesus Christ. You may need help with this activity. Cut out and put together the puzzle at the right that shows what the atonement does for each of us. Share this with your family. How does what you have done help you understand this scripture? Write in your journal or draw a picture about what you have done. The puzzle pieces accompanying this article show a young boy and girl with the words, "We can be with Heavenly Father and Jesus because of Jesus Christ's atonement." It also has the words, "Atonement," "Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ," and "Earth," and then the scripture, John chapter 3, verse 16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." End of the section, Sharing Time. Jesus Christ is my Savior and Redeemer. By Sandra Tanner and Christina Franco.